Okay, my name is Hallie Ford, and I just turned 19. Today is November 21st, 2001, and I'm talking with Addison Fleming, who is a new friend that I met at college, and we're in Lubbock, Texas, in my dorm room at Lubbock Christian University. So we're just going to kind of talk, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so first, I want you to tell me one of your happiest memories.
One of my happiest memories is when we adopted my little brother, Aiden. We adopted him when he was 6 years old, and we have had him since he was 3 months old, and so it was a really long process, and the day that we finally got to call him a Fleming was probably the happiest day of my life because he just adds so much to the family and he's such a blessing in my life.
He's 7?
He is 7. We adopted him when he was 6. So.
When? Like last year when?
Like last summer. And we had to do it on, we did it online because, you know, COVID, and we had all the family over, and we got to hear them say, "I officially welcome Aiden into the Fleming family."
That's cute.
It was awesome.
He just started remembering my name, and it made me so happy. Anything else to that story you want to add?
I used to call him Sugar Butt. That kind of went away, and I'm kind of sad. I wonder why, but...
Okay, so at the start, his mom, his birth mom, mm-hmm. went to church.
Yes.
And his dad, who is with his mom, recognized your dad?
Yes, so my dad, he's a PE teacher at, well, what used to be Guadalupe, now Carmona Harrison, but he used to be at Hardwick. Long story, yeah. and he had taught Aiden's dad at Hardwick, and so my dad recognized him. He went and introduced himself, went and said hello, and we met Aiden. They wanted to go out, so we were like, okay, we'll take Aiden with us. So we took him, and we just automatically fell in love. All my siblings have A names. There's Addison, Asher, Anby, and Aiden was already Aiden with an A, so we knew that it was meant to be. And the dad had been abusive to the mom. We got them their own apartment to get back on their feet because they didn't have any place to stay. And so we went and checked on Aiden. We got Carmelita, which is the mom, we got her out from the dad. And CPS was called. She was asked who she wanted Aiden to be placed with, and she said us. So we had been taking care of Aiden. She still had visits with him, but she was just unable to take care of a child because of mental reasons. But she's still in his life, and he's in ours.
So. But Aiden doesn't know.
Aiden does not know because it's too hard for him to understand right now. And even though he is Mexican, that's terrible, but even though he is, like, he doesn't know, like, he still kind of looks like us. And so
when do you think your parents will tell him?
As soon as he can wrap his head around it, and as soon, you like, I don't know, it's weird when he like has visits with her because he's like, oh, I'm just having a visit with this weird woman at the mall. So
how often does he see her?
It used to be every month, but that kind of had to go away because she said something to him that we wish she didn't say. We're getting deep.
We are getting deep. We can move on. I'm learning a lot, though. Okay, yeah. We'll move on. So okay. Aiden is your happiest memory.
He is my happiest memory. Okay. Love that child.
Now, that was your happiest memory. Now, mm-hmm. tell me about one of your most difficult memories.
Oof. I'm not going to go as deep. I'm going to try not to.
Okay, you don't have to.
One of my hardest?
Most difficult memories. Most
difficult. That's so hard. I remember, this is the first thing that popped into my head, but high school was always kind of, maybe I am going to go deep. High school was, like, kind of hard for me because I felt alone a lot because I feel like when you're in Christ, you always, sometimes you just stand alone because you do the right thing, you know? And so I always tried to do the right thing. I never gave in to peer pressure. I was always, you know, the one that would not go out and drink. I wouldn't do all these things that my friends were doing. So I kind of was alone a lot. But I remember that I got nominated for the Cornerstone Scholarship here at LCU. And I was like, it's just a scholarship where you've lived out, you know, I don't even know how to explain it. You can see, people can see that you're living like Jesus just through the way you live. I hate bragging. Like, I'm not trying to brag. But
no, you got it. You're not bragging. You're telling me what the scholarship is.
Right. So my youth minister at the time, Landon Camp, he nominated me for this. And I was, it's a full ride. And, you know, yeah. And I wanted it so bad. I went to the interview. I did the interview. Made it to the next round. Like, I did a lot for it. And I was like, maybe this is God finally telling me that you've done good and I'm going to bless you. But little, like, did I know, like, he's blessed me every day of my life. And I don't need a scholarship to tell me that I'm blessed. But, and that I've done good, you know. But I really, really wanted it. I knew it would make it easier on my parents because we had just adopted this little boy and they have more mouths to feed. And I was like, this will be so good for them. They won't have to worry about money. And it was just hard not getting that because I thought that was going to be God telling me, well done, my good and faithful servant, you know, and I'll hear that one day, but just not today. So that was pretty hard just because I knew that would make life a lot easier for me and my parents, but I don't need to hear that, you know. God's blessed me through Hallie, you.
Whatever.
He's blessed me in so many ways. I have a roof over my head. I'm very blessed.
Okay, that was good. That was good. Okay, we'll go to the next question.
Okay.
Okay, wait. Okay. Are there things about me that you've always wanted to know but have never asked?
Things about you?
About me.
I've always wanted to know. Oh, this is so fun. Okay. Let's see. Yeah, what's your hardest moment that you've gone through?
I was thinking about this while you were answering, so that's funny that you asked that. I guess my mom.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess I should just explain again.
Yeah.
Okay, so when my mom was 11, she was in a car accident, and she was with her whole family, her mom, her dad, her brother, and her sister. They were crossing the train tracks, and there was a train stopped, so her dad was driving, and he couldn't see, like, past the train, so he just went, because the odds of a train coming were, like, low, got hit. Her mom and dad and brother died, like, were pronounced dead at the scene, and her sister, Brooke, were taken to the hospital. Brooke died 2 weeks later, and my mom was in a coma for a little over, I can't remember if it was a month or a little over 2 months, and then finally woke up from her coma, and she stayed with,
But you weren't born yet, right?
No, my mom was 11.
Oh, 11.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I totally knew that. Sorry.
No, it's okay. Okay, well, obviously this wasn't hard on me. So anyway, so then, like, my mom has struggled and hurt, like, when she was little. And then, when I was in second grade, my sister was in first grade, and Noah must have been in, like, fifth. And my mom would just, like, forget what she was doing. Like, she'd go back mm-hmm. to the bedroom to get something and then just forget why she went back there. So they went to the doctor to, like, figure out what was going on, and she had a brain tumor. So for, like, 4 months, like, that's what everything was about. Like, me, Noah, and Candon would go to school with, like, people would come pick us up, like, people from church. And people would cook for us, and, like, I don't know. It was just weird to, like, not, like, your mom not doing all the things your mom should be doing. Anyways, so then they went to Dallas, or Houston. They went to Houston to see the specialist. So they went, and he was like, we're going to start chemo to try to shrink it because it's not operable or whatever. And mom was like, okay. Dad said, okay. So they came back home, set up the schedule to start chemo. Three weeks-ish later, they went back to Houston, and they scanned her, like, right before they started chemo to, like, make sure everything was still ready to go. And the tumor was gone. Just randomly gone. God thing, I guess. That's God, yeah. But, like, through that whole thing, that was really hard.
Mm-hmm.
That, I mean, just mm-hmm. growing up, like, I was in second grade. But, anyways, so that was probably my...
Yeah, that's hard.
Most difficult memory.
I can't imagine, like, hearing my mom has a tumor.
Yeah.
You know. That's really hard.
Anyways. Okay, anything else that you want to ask me?
Anything
else I want to know about me?
Oh my gosh, I don't know. I feel like I know everything about you.
You don't.
What's something I need to know about you that I don't know?
I have no idea.
What you just said.
I know. I mean, there's just no way you know everything.
I do, though. You like your coffee strong, and I don't. Your coffee's disgusting.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
No, we can come back if you think
of one. Okay, let's come back.
Okay. Is there anything that you've never told me but want to tell me now that we're sitting here talking about deep stuff?
Oh, gosh. We're about to get so deep, and I haven't told you this. I don't know if I want to. Oh, gosh.
Just so you know.
Oh, so people can listen to
this. People can listen to this.
Oh, but well then, oh yeah, I said my name, darn it.
Okay. Darn it. So, like, oh, you can go deep if you want to go deep, but you don't have to go deep.
Okay, yeah. We're going to go deep. I'm an open book, so
okay.
It's okay.
Okay, me too.
So, my senior year. Nope, we're not going to talk about that. No, I can't. Oh, gosh.
Okay.
Well, I won't say everything, but my parents, their marriage has not always been the best. You know, before we got Aiden, they would fight a lot. And when we got Aiden, it kind of stopped. And then, I don't know. I've just seen my parents fight so hard for their marriage, even when it's been, like, really hard. Because, like, when you told me that you've seen your parents kiss, I was like, oh, you have? Like, I don't know. I don't see my parents kiss very often. But, like, I know that they love each other because I've seen them fight for their marriage. And when you say, you know, in front of God that this is your person, like, you're gonna do everything you can to stay together. And I've just watched them fight so hard. And my senior year, it almost didn't work. And that was really hard. Like, me and my dad were living somewhere else, and my brother and my mom were living in the house, and I really thought that was when it was gonna split and not work anymore. And yeah, I've just seen my parents work so hard.
How long did that last?
How long did what last?
You living with him somewhere else.
maybe like 5 weeks.
No, not that or so.
Long. No, it wasn't that long.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anything else?
No.
You never told me about what to now.
No, that's good. That's enough.
That's all. Okay, so we've only known each other for, like, what, 4 months?
Yeah.
Okay, but what's your favorite memory of me?
Oh, gosh. What's my favorite memory of you?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know. Every memory I spend, every time I get to spend with you is just...
Okay, that's a dumb answer. That's a cheesy answer.
I know. Okay, let me think.
When you're, like, have kids in 6 years, and you're, mm-hmm. like... Guys, my first semester of college is when I met Hallie, and my favorite memory of that semester is...
Oh, God. Just going to church with you is so fun. And then, I don't know if this is really a memory, but what I'm going to tell my kids about you is that every time you go to take a drink of something, you stick your tongue out.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. You stick your tongue out. I, like, watch you when you drink your coffee. You, like, put your tongue on the lid, and then you drink it. And the same with the straw. Like, you just always have, like, your tongue, like, has to find the placement. I don't know what it is. But you always stick your tongue out before you drink something. Also, a good memory... Of
That's
you.
So gross. It's so funny. I love watching you drink your coffee because I'm just waiting for the tongue.
Like, there's her tongue.
Ew.
That's so funny.
That's gross.
That's so funny. I love it. I love it a lot. Also, I don't know, eating in the car with you just every time we go get food.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, just listening to music, eating our food. Yeah.
I like it when we do our British accents.
Oh, me too. I love it a lot. So fun.
So fun.
Do yours.
No.
So everyone can hear.
That's funny. Oh, no. It's all right. Do you need to answer that?
No.
Okay. That was good. Okay. If I'm going to be honest with you, I don't remember when I met you. Like, I don't remember the minute, like, when I was like, hi, I'm Hallie. And you were like, hi, I'm Addison.
You don't?
You do?
I do.
When was it?
Okay, so, well, it was actually my roommate that introduced us.
Right.
Because it was orientation week, and she saw you. I guess you looked familiar because
y'all played basketball.
Mm-hmm. Y'all played basketball against each other. And she was like, "That girl looks really cool." And I was just like, "Yeah, whatever." I didn't think you looked that cool.
Shut up.
So I guess she goes and introduces herself, and y'all met first, you and my roommate.
Right.
And then she brought you to my room. It was in my room when I first saw your face. Or I guess when we first said, hello.
Hello.
I'm this and that. And so, you said, I'm Hallie. I said, I'm Addison. And that night, we went to go play tennis. And you were so bad. And I was so good. And
shut up.
And we were playing with each other. And I was like... I remember I kind of got frustrated, and, like, that night, I was so tired because I hated orientation week. I absolutely hated it. I was like, I don't want to be here. I want to go home, and I'm not a night person, and we were out so late, and I was like, I need to go to bed. So I was like, this girl is going to think that I'm just so lame and so cranky because I was like, guys, I want to go home because, like, or, like, to the dorm because I was just so tired, and I'm not a night person. So that was, like, the first time we hung out, and I was like, that girl's never going to want to hang with me again. I remember thinking that. I was like, she's not going to like me. I'm probably a cranky person to her.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
I don't remember meeting you. I mean, I remember going to the tennis courts. I don't.
Really?
Like, I can't play that in my head.
Oh, I can.
I can't. Was I awkward?
No, I don't think so. I remember thinking that I was like, this girl's so confident. And then we, like, would go on walks together. That's when we still weren't really close. Remember, we would go take our walks on the track.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had classes together, and we would do that stuff where we, like, ask each other questions. And I just remember thinking, wow, this girl is so confident. And
fake it till you make it.
Yeah. That's what I always say.
Was there a time where you didn't like me?
Yeah, there was. When you told the whole church. So, I guess I need to tell them.
You don't have to.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't like you when you told the whole church that I had diarrhea. I didn't appreciate that.
I felt really bad. If that makes you feel better.
Yeah, it does.
I felt really bad.
Yeah. Is there a time when you hated me? Or didn't like me?
I've never hated you.
I've never hated you.
I remember I told you one time that you did something, but I don't remember what you did. What was that?
Did I say something?
I think you said something to Janae and Emily.
Yeah, I think I did too.
But that was before we were really friends with them. So I think now if you would have said probably. I don't remember what it was.
Because I remember you called me out on it. And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. Like, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
I'm glad you did that.
Yeah.
So you didn't let it bottle up.
That's how you do.
That's what I do. I do it quite often. I don't say what I'm thinking.
That's funny. Do you think we'll ever lose touch with each other?
No.
You don't?
No.
You think we're going to grow old together?
I hope so.
Me too. I hope so too. That'd be so cute.
That would be you. You are what I've prayed for my whole life.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to cry.
Don't cry.
How would you describe me?
You have a servant's heart. Like, every time I come into your room, you, like, make me breakfast. Like, you always will. I'll be sitting in the bed, and you'll be like, okay, what do you want to eat? Like, you'll make it for me, and you won't make me get up or do anything. And you just have I've noticed that about you. You have a servant's heart. You're always wanting to serve others. And I admire that about you.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
How would you describe yourself?
Oh, girl.
You can brag. It's okay.
No. I embarrass myself all the time. That's all I can think of right now because I embarrass myself today.
I feel like tell that story? How did you when was the last time you embarrassed yourself? That's my next question.
Okay. Today, we went to Five Guys with the church group. And I didn't want to go there because I don't ever go there because the food is just greasy. And so I thought the guy at the counter asked, what's your name? He didn't ask that. And I was like, Addison. So he was yelling in the back, Addison's here, Addison's here. I was like, what the frick? Why is he saying that? And he like was typing in his thing and he was like, oh, I can't find that. And I was like, oh, okay. And then this other guy was walking up.
Because they thought it was something on the menu.
Yeah, they thought it was something on the menu that I had just asked for. And the guy was, like, walking up to see if he could find it. And I was like, I just want a cheeseburger. And he was like, oh, okay. And I was like, that was just so embarrassing.
That was the last time you embarrassed yourself?
Yeah, that happened today.
What about in the car after we ate?
Oh, no. Yeah, I've embarrassed myself twice today. And it's only 3:00. Yeah, so I like we were walking out of Five Guys and I turned my car on with my key because it was really cold and I wanted it to be warm when we got in. Well, this one of our church friends was coming up to talk to us and I couldn't roll down the window. So I just opened the door and I was like, I cannot roll down the window. I don't know why it doesn't work. And so he like was like, okay, well, let me try. He tried it. He was like, it's probably on child's lock. It wasn't. We even got out the manual.
And he was reading it.
And he was reading the manual to see how to freaking roll down my window. So all of a sudden, Hallie goes,
is your car even on?
I said, maybe you need to turn it on.
Maybe you need to turn it on. Yeah. Because I had started it with my key.
And so, like, the air conditioner was on, but not the engine.
Yeah. It was only the air conditioner.
Or the heater, whatever.
Yeah. So, we ended up turning the car on, and sure enough, my window rolled down. So, yeah, that was pretty embarrassing.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
And Micah was like, are you kidding
me? He was mad because he was standing there in the cold reading the manual.
Oh my, that's funny. When your parents are talking to a friend and the friend is like, tell me a funny story about Addison. What do you think is the first story that they say? I know what mine is. It's not really that funny. It's not like an embarrassing one.
What is yours?
If somebody were to ask my mom when Hallie was little, what is something funny she did? Mm-hmm. When Candon's only 18 months younger than me, so when she would cry, I couldn't say my S's yet. So when she'd cry, I'd go up to my mom and I'd be like, Mom, Fifo Fuffy. I said, she's so fussy. Aww, but I couldn't say my S's. Fifo Fuffy. So I'd say, Fifo Fuffy.
Oh, that's so cute.
I'd say, she's crying. So I'd be like, be crying. Be crying.
Aw. Baby Hal.
Yeah.
I don't know. I remember I had this toy when I was little. And it would sing, Wild Thing, you make my heart, whatever, sing or whatever. And it, like, was this lion with this crazy hair. And when I came out, I had a ton of hair, and it was crazy. So my dad would always call me Wild Thing.
Aw, that's cute.
Because the thing would dance around, and I'd dance with it. Yeah. So, I don't know. That's the first thing I could think of.
What about your siblings? If I were to ask you when they were little, what's something funny they did?
Asher couldn't say his G's. Or no, his R's. Sorry, his R's. And so he would be like, look at that quail. Look at that quail. Because he couldn't say his R's. So that was cute. Aiden. I don't know. He's still. He's just the cutest thing. He just got glasses.
I know.
And he looks so cute in his glasses. I love him.
When Noah was little, before I was born, they lived in Arlington. My parents and Noah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, just not very long. It was really short. And so they would go to, like, the Rangers games. Like, they had season tickets. And anyways. And so, like, randomly Noah would just, like, start he'd be walking around the house with, like, a shopping cart. Like, one of his toy shopping carts. And he'd go. He'd go, And my parents did not know what he was doing or what he was saying. But he'd just go, And finally, they went to, like, the next time they went to the Rangers games, like, you know, the guys that walk around and they're like, hot dogs. And Noah started doing
it. Oh, that's so cute.
He's trying to sell hot dogs from his shopping cart.
Oh, my gosh.
He'd go, nah.
I can see him doing
and
that.
They had no idea what he was saying. And that's, they were like, so what?
What?
And then Candon used to, like, act like she was a DJ, and she'd, like, do the record thing, but she'd go, I'm a PJ.
Oh, girl.
And then Noah told her, Candon, it's DJ, and my mom got really mad at him.
Aw.
Because she wanted her to stay young and innocent, you know?
Yeah.
Anyways. Let's find another question on here. This is fun, actually.
I feel like I'm doing a podcast.
That's kind of what I feel like,
I kind of
like
love
too.
It. I want to do a podcast.
What is your proudest moment? What are you most proud of?
I am... So I'm dyslexic, as you know. Mm-hmm. And I'm just proud that I've been able to overcome that. You know, because growing up, it was really hard for me to read, and I never wanted to read, and all my friends were reading Harry Potter in, like, the fifth grade, and I was still reading Diary of a Wimpy Kid. So, I don't know, just being able to catch myself when I do, like, a D instead of a B or something.
Yeah.
Just, I am pretty proud of being able to overcome my dyslexia. But also, when I made the cheer team, because I didn't make it my first year, and I worked my butt off, and I was able to do 3 flip-flops the next tryout, and I made it. So I was proud then, too.
That is a proud moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have any regrets So far.
I do, but that's just how it was supposed to be. You know? Like, man, I don't know. Just in high school, there are moments that, I don't know. I wish I would have not been so scared and so shy and just would have been myself and been confident in myself, you know? Because I feel like that shyness kept me, like, held me back, yeah. You know?
I think the biggest thing I regret is not going to church camp the last couple years. Like, right. I would go to church camp and be, like, a counselor, but I wouldn't go, like, as a camper to the older group. I don't know why. I don't know why.
I don't either.
I went my first year and loved it.
Mm-hmm. My biggest regret, yeah, is not going to Blue Haven, because that's where my dad grew up, and I was signed up to go, and I didn't end up going, and I wish I would have gone.
I think that's my, which is, like, not even that big of a deal, like.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. It's not like I regret anything crazy.
Yeah. Let's see. I regret playing volleyball.
You do?
My senior year. Well, I don't regret it because I, like, made relationships with people, but I also wish I would have stuck with basketball instead of volleyball because I just got to do everything in my small town. I got to, you know, I was a cheerleader, I did track, I did volleyball. Kind of wish I would have done basketball instead because they ended up going to state.
That was me.
I know.
Basketball.
But I got to cheer them on at state. And I was doing something I loved.
Oh, this is a cute question.
Oh, gosh.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
What are your hopes for my children?
My hopes for your children. That is so cute.
You want to hear my hopes for your children?
Yeah.
That they're friends with my children.
Well,
and
duh.
And they have a good, godly dad.
Yeah. You too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking, like, I hope your children get your freckles and, like, your servant's heart. That's what I was thinking.
Oh. You were going cute with it.
I was going cute with it. You ruined it.
Oh, my bad.
No, I'm kidding.
That's funny. Oh, let's go to some of these questions. Where did your faith come from?
My parents.
Who more so?
I can't.
You don't know?
It's literally both of them.
Mine too. That's all? If it,
well,
that's all.
No, like, well, I look up to my mom because of the, like, I've just seen faith through both of them because my mom is such a strong warrior. Like, she, anytime she wants to, she'll just pray. Like, she's an audiologist, and in her, I've just seen them both work, like, oh, God, I'm at a loss for words. They both share their faith in their work.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my mom, she will pray for her patients. Like, she'll be like, can I pray for you? And my mom is such a strong prayer. Like, I want to be like that.
She is a strong prayer.
She is. She's just like, let me pray for you.
Yeah, that one time where she was on the phone. Yeah. I started crying.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was cute.
I wish I could just.
You are too, though. You are. You do.
Thank you.
You do.
Thank you. And, like, for my dad, like, just yesterday, he was like, who wants to come with me to give this person who's living under the railroad some food? Just, like, and then he's a coach on a basketball team, and he kind of works in a rough area. And so he gives his kids Bibles. And then if they already have a Bible, he'll say, okay, who do you want to give your Bible to?
That's cute.
Yeah. I just love that about them.
Have you experienced any miracles?
Whoa. Aiden. He's just a miracle.
He is. I agree.
He's a miracle. And if he was still in the situation he was in, like when we found him, he was, his head was squishy because he wasn't getting any tummy time. Like his brain wasn't developing. His diapers were full. Just the fact that he ended up with us out of everyone in the world, that's a freaking miracle. Mm-hmm. Have you experienced any miracles?
The first thing that comes to my head is my mom's tumor.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
That's a big one in our life.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta find another one. Do you have a love of your life?
Oh, gall. Does it have to be, like, I guess relationship-wise?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I was in love once, I guess. I don't even know. My senior year, and kind of through COVID, like, we met. I mean, no, I've known him since kindergarten, but we kind of started talking, like, when COVID hit, and then we broke it off, and then my senior year, we started texting again, and I can tell you the moment I fell in love with him.
You can?
Yeah.
When?
But it's...
You don't have to.
No, I want to, but people are going to be like, that, really? But he's just the sweetest guy. He would treat me... like I was princess, literally. And he was so patient with me. But the moment I was like, wow, this guy's great. It's so cringy and cheesy. But we were at a restaurant. And we both had ordered sweet tea. And my mom has taught me to spot out rotten tea. Like, I know when tea is rotten. And so we were at the restaurant. And we both ordered sweet tea. And I got my tea first. And I was like, ugh, this is bad tea. Like, it's rotten tea. And he got his tea, and it was good tea. And he switched me teas. And he was like, you can have mine. Aww. And I was like, oh, whoa, thank you.
I love you.
Because that's just something, like, my dad would do for my mom, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's cute.
So, that's so cheesy, but...
Now, tell me about your first kiss.
Okay. So, it was with, this jerk, but... He took me to the movies, and we watched, I think it was Black Panther, was it? I don't know. And I knew it was going to happen, and he knew it was going to happen, but he had already kissed several girls, and this was my first one. It was like my sophomore year. It was late, I guess. So after the movie, we get in the car, and he's like, where do you want to eat? And I'm like, I don't know, you pick. And he was like, no, you pick. And every time we would say, you pick... we'd get closer, and I was like, oh gosh, this is about to happen. But before we did this, he played Strawberry Wine. So he knew it was going down, and I didn't. But he was like, yeah. So we kissed, and I had my first kiss to Strawberry Wine in the Cinemark parking lot. So there you go.
What was the best date you ever went on?
Best date. Probably, I went skating with the guy.
That's fun.
It was, and I met him at church, and we went skating. He's engaged now. It's crazy.
Oh.
Yeah, it's crazy. But we went skating so we could actually talk. You know, it wasn't a movie mm-hmm. where it was, like, awkward. Like, we got to skate, and we got to talk, and then he took me to eat after, and he, like, prayed before. And after the prayer, he was like, that was nice that we got to pray because I got to hold your hand. And he was so sweet. And he wasn't, like, he was such a good guy because he wasn't worldly. He didn't have social media and stuff like that. So, and he kind of lived in Crosbyton. So, he would write me letters, which was so, he was a good one. And then, this was actually before I had my first kiss. And then I had my first kiss, like, a month after we stopped talking.
Why did y'all stop talking?
Because I was scared. I think we stopped talking actually because the other guy started talking to me that I ended up kissing, and I was stupid.
Because
the guy that I kissed was actually a jerk, and I knew it. But it's like he was like the cool kid.
Mm-hmm.
So if you got him, you know.
You were cool?
Yeah. And that's one regret I have. Ugh.
And now he's getting married.
He's engaged now.
What's the worst date you've been on?
Oh, gosh. The worst date I've been on? I'm trying to think.
The worst day I went on?
Yeah, tell us yours.
It was so bad. Okay, so Candon, I think I've already told you, but I'll tell you again.
Yeah.
Candon met this guy at tennis and was Snapchatting him, and they were like, they became friends, and she sent a picture of me, and he was like, who's that? And Candon was like, my sister. Anyway, so he added me on Snapchat, and then he Snapchatted me, and he was like, are you and Candon really siblings? I was like, yeah, we are, and I, like, sent him a family picture. I was like, see, like, that's us. Anyway, so we started texting, and then he was like, I want to come see you. I was like, okay. So he came to see me, and we decided we wanted Chick-fil-A. Well, since I live in Panhandle, Chick-fil-A is, like, 30 minutes away. So, first of all, he made me drive.
Terrible. Red flag.
Red flag. While in between the time it takes us to get to Chick-fil-A and back, he called me Candon 3 times. My sister's name. 3 times.
Red flag.
Red flag, red flag, red flag. And then he tried to kiss me to make it better, and it made my tummy hurt. That's how bad the kiss was. So he kissed me, and I was like, maybe he was just nervous, and that's why it was bad. So I let him kiss me a second time, and it was still bad. So I pushed him away, and I said, I think you need to go.
Yes,
and I
ma'am.
Made him leave.
Good.
And as that should. Was that. That was that date. Anyway, so I made him drive back home an hour.
Good.
Okay, your turn.
I can't think of a bad date. Although, I mean, they've been awkward, but they haven't been...
Like that?
Yeah, well, I don't know.
I'm trying to find a good closing one. I don't know. Were you a troublemaker when you were little?
No. I don't think so.
That's kind of a boring question. have I already asked you what makes us such good friends?
Mm-mm.
What do you think makes us such good friends?
Well, we took that strengths test at LCU, and both of our number one was belief, because we act on everything that we believe in, you know? And our friendship is just based on Jesus, and we go to church together, and...
But it's not even that we go to church together.
No. I think it's
like we study together and we exercise our beliefs together.
We do. We exercise our beliefs together. It's just that we're both pursuing God, which makes us stronger together, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
We go and serve food at the church. But yeah, you're right. It's not even things that we do at the church. Just everything.
Oh,
we have a lot in common.
We do.
But most importantly, it's our beliefs that we have in common.
That makes it easy.
Mm-hmm. It does.
I haven't had a friend like that.
Me neither.
I haven't really had a good friend, like, ever.
Yeah, me too.
Like my mom.
Yeah. My mom has always been my best friend.
And Candon, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't really want to ask another question because we only have 50 seconds left.
Let's... just sing a song for the last...
Let's not do that.
30 seconds.
You
40.
Can sing.
Shut up.
No. We're just going to act like I'm looking for another question. If you could hold on to memories from your life forever, which one would you hold on to for forever?
Oh... That's so hard. All 20 of them.
Seconds.
Me and my brother, we were out on the trampoline. We had been jumping on the trampoline, and my brother's like, hey, let's look up at the clouds and see what shapes they are. We both look up at the sky. There are no clouds in the sky. We both just die laughing. That's when we were little, and I would hold on to that memory forever ever because I love my...